Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast from FLETS-MR, the show where we investigate topics on the fringes of market research and insight in 10 minutes or less. Today, in the last episode of 2021 and of Season 2, we're turning our focus to insight frameworks. Over the next few minutes, we'll ask, what is an insight framework? Why are they important? And how can you start building one today? Now, a quick Google search will yield thousands of results on this term, but with little agreement. Some people define frameworks as the understanding of how audiences relate to each other, or a function or product of research. Others take a higher level view, suggesting frameworks relate to the way in which research is generated and how it fits into any given business. It's this second definition that will form the basis of our investigation today. Now, with this in mind, and based on the principle that a framework should be adaptable to the way in which a business operates, we can describe insight frameworks as the strategic direction, tactical decisions, processes, systems, and technology that define how research and data are transformed from idea to fieldwork, fieldwork to results, and ultimately results to impact. That's it, really. An insight framework is simply an expression of how research and data interacts with your business. It identifies the inputs, the throughputs, and outputs, shaped and guided by the principles and philosophy that you and your team believe in. But knowing what a framework is and how it might be helpful still leaves us a long way from being able to build one, especially when there are so many factors involved, both formal and informal, that we may or may not want to include. Earlier in this season of the MRX Lab, we spoke to Greg Morris from F1 on turning insight into action. And we spoke to Dan Siddle from Molson Coors on prioritizing research demands. These are two fantastic considerations for any framework. When putting together both strategic and tactical elements, how are you going to handle these challenges? What driving philosophy will inform decisions about research prioritization and impact? And ultimately, what is that impact going to be? There's no single answer to what your insight framework should look like. I've seen a host of great examples, and they work not because they're universally applicable, but because they balance. They take into consideration the unique position of the business they operate within. So let's take a look at one of these in detail. The one I've chosen focuses on the end goal of impact, and it's broken down into a Venn diagram of three overlapping circles. In the center, when each dimension is achieved, that's where impact happens. On the eaves, we find the dimensions of leadership, implementation, and pedagogy. Each of these is then broken down into three more actionable goals. Leadership consists of knowing yourself, knowing your team, and knowing your change. Implementation involves iterating change, intentional learning, and actively investigating impact. Finally, pedagogy goals include mobilizing a curriculum, building relevant mindframes, and thinking about thinking. Overall, this demonstrates a well-thought-through strategic layer of an insight framework. It outlines a clear, single goal and the key activities that will contribute to it. Like this example, a good insight framework strategy is clear, is concise, and is directional. The next step to building our robust framework is to move on to tactical decisions, guided by what has been laid out already. But what tactical decisions are there to take? Well, lots. But a few of the most common ones include, how do you want to receive insight requests? Is your department going to be reactive, proactive, or find some happy medium between the two? how will you prioritize the needs of different functions, different teams, different brands, products, and even lifecycle stages? How involved are the users of Insight going to be throughout the process? And what techniques are you going to deploy to encourage insight, action, and impact? And lastly, how will you review the skills, the technology, and processes that facilitate insight on an ongoing basis? One of the best examples I have seen of a tactical insight framework is from UK consultancy Data Salon. This map outlines four levels of insight and the relationships that exist between them. In particular, the map examines the relationship between individuals, subsidiaries, institutions, and consortiums. It also outlines 12 foundations split into three core categories of implementation. These categories are the core data model, essential information, and relationships around data. Between these three categories of information, the map demonstrates how research should flow through educational institutions. Now, this example might be category specific, and that's the beauty of an insight framework. Just like no two businesses operate the same, no two frameworks should be identical. There are certainly some similarities and best practices that we can outline, but they perform best when tailored to the unique culture, philosophies, and operations of your business. So, what are these common best practices? Let's take a look at some of the most important. First, follow a top-down design process. Build strategy, tactics, and implementations in that order, whilst allowing each previous stage to influence the next. Then, start with a single clear goal that you want to achieve, whether that's building a customer-centric culture, enabling research agility, driving insight impact. Choose where your priorities lie and go for it. Next, consult with stakeholders across the business, from those on the front line to senior executives. As an activity that touches all levels of operations, any framework that guides operations needs to be endorsed by all the teams that will use it too. And finally, make it clear, easy to understand, and readily available. No matter the elegance of the framework you design, it will only be effective if it's used. That means making it accessible to all, and importantly, leading by example wherever you can. On that note, we've reached the end of today's episode. I'd like to take this opportunity to say a massive thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast, you can find our first two seasons on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, and all other major podcasting services. We'll be taking a short break, but we'll return in 2022 for season 3. Until then, I've been your host, Chris Martin, and this has been the MRX Lab.